there any other terms or terms that you might use for the wife?
With child.
With child. Or are there any kind of, let's say, joking terms or anything like that, you're kidding around that you could use?
I don't know, baby.
Yeah. If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, sometimes you might have a
midwife.
Mm-hmm. And
sometimes they are called grannies, too.
Grannies, too? Was not aware of that. If a boy has the same color of hair and eyes as his father and the same nose, you say
he resembles his father, or he's like his father.
What about if his disposition is like his father? How would you say?
Yes, I would say he's like his father.
He's like his father. Say that, you might say someone had a hard life, her husband died, but she did what to her children all by herself. She
raised her children.
Mm-hmm. To a naughty child, you might tell him, you better behave or you're going to get a
whipping or spanking.
Is there a difference between a whipping and a spanking?
I don't really think so.
Neither is more severe.
I don't think so. Usually spanking, you use your hand. I don't find whipping with maybe a little switch or something like that.
Say if your grandson were 3 inches taller this year than he was last year, you'd say he sure has
grown.
Let's see. Or you might say, my, how you
have grown.
Say you had two children and Jane is a loving child, but Peggy more so, you'd say Peggy is a lot
more loving.
Your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
A child has lost its mother and father.
It's an orphan.
A person appointed by the law to look after an orphan is his
guardian.
Say this town was just full of your aunts and uncles and cousins and so forth, you'd say, I have a lot of
kin people, kin folks.
Would you use the same word for, say, your parents and grandparents? You call them kin folks and kin people?
Yes.
That same term. You might say, yes, she has the same family name as I do, and she looks just a little like me, but really, we're no
relation.
Someone who comes into town and no one's ever seen him before, that person's a
stranger.
Would anyone around here ever call a person like that a foreigner?
I don't think so.
Is that simply someone from another country?
From another country, I would call a foreigner.
Let's see, I'll ask you about some names now. The mother of Jesus was
Mary.
George Washington's wife was
Martha.
See, a nickname for Helen, one that begins with an N. Well, you remember the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly?
If you had a boy named, say, William, what are some things you could nickname?
You could call him Bill or Willie.
Something right close to Bill that you might use. You might just put a Y on Bill.
Billy.
The person who wrote the first of the four Gospels in the Bible.
Matthew.
What would you call, a woman who conducts school?
School teacher.